This is Todd White. I recently met with numerous eyewitnesses, whistleblowers, who are in Todd White's ministry. The open letter I'm about to read to you is from them. This open letter, signed off by numerous eyewitnesses, is very serious. It's a warning to the Christian church about the ungodliness of Todd White, the worldwide evangelist, spiritual leader, miracle worker, founder and president of Lifestyle Christianity and Lifestyle Christian University. Though this letter was written by people who've been insiders from Todd White's ministry, they want to remain anonymous for fear of retaliation. For years, they were eyewitnesses of Todd's sin and deception. They reached out to me and asked me, Mike Winger, to share this with you because they could not in good conscience before God continue to remain silent. Matthew 18 says that in situations like this, we're supposed to tell it to the church. That is what we're doing now. I'm going to read to you now from the letter. I'll let you guys know because it's on screen. You'll know exactly when I might be adding my own words or my own commentary to anything. For the most part, I'm just here to share what they have to share, being a significant number of eyewitnesses who I've spent hours with going through all these accusations, hearing examples to back up each of the claims that were made here. I believe that these things are true. I don't think that they've misstated anything, and I'm going to share it with you now. An open letter to the church concerning Todd White. Over the past several years, we have closely observed Todd White, both publicly and privately. Many of us have worked with Todd in various capacities as part of his staff, leaders within his ministry, former leadership of Lifestyle Christianity, board members, and executive team members. Each signatory of this letter has known Todd for years, with some of us sharing a close relationship with him. Todd has even referred to some of us as his friends over the years. I can attest that they have had a close relationship with Todd, in my opinion. Individually and collectively, we have made numerous attempts to hold Todd accountable and address the troubling aspects of his conduct. We believe to be marked by deception, exaggeration, embellishment, and manipulation. Despite these efforts, we have witnessed behavior from Todd that is both disappointing and at odds with the image he presents to others. Watching someone we once admired act in ways that contradict his professed values has been profoundly disheartening. We write this letter not from a place of bitterness, but from a desire to protect others. We hope to prevent others from experiencing the potential faith-shaking disappointment that we and many others have felt after getting close to Todd. Our greatest wish is for Todd to sincerely repent, return to his God-given purpose, and walk in humility. While Matthew 18 provides clear guidance on handling situations like this, we believe that speaking out is now necessary to alert the church. Many of us left Lifestyle Christianity years ago due to Todd's actions, hoping that he would change. Unfortunately, his behavior has only worsened over time. It is important to clarify that our concerns with Todd are not regarding the doctrine of the gifts of the Spirit, miracles, or signs and wonders. We believe in these wholeheartedly. Rather, our concerns lie with Todd's integrity and character, which we find increasingly troubling. Below is a brief list of the countless issues that disqualify Todd as a teacher of the gospel. Now, I'd like to say, as I read through this list of 25 different bullet points that they've provided, that we've gone over carefully and thought through, and they've really share with me, as I said, examples, real living examples of these different bullet points, things that I cannot share with you, because if I do give you the details, they will be outed, they will be doxxed, it'll be known who they were, and then they fear retaliation or other negative effects of sharing this stuff openly, but they feel compelled to do so and let people know. But as I share these different bullet points, I just want to highlight that they are not here attacking the gifts of the Spirit in any way, shape, or form. This is not about coming against charismatic ideas or the concept of the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers in active and supernatural ways. It's not about that at all. This is a group of Christians who believe in the powerful working of God in an ongoing way in the church today. But they don't believe in Todd White anymore. And here's a list of the reasons why. Number one, Todd preaches a lifestyle he does not personally follow. Todd preaches against sin and being free from sin. Todd is the most prolific liar any of us have ever been around, and he lies about lying. Although Todd claims never to lie, he says he hasn't lied since he's been saved. He has often been caught exaggerating the truth, fabricating stories to enhance his own image, and sometimes even creating narratives that turn people against each other to protect himself from exposure. He has a way of portraying himself as a victim when confronted, and his convincing demeanor often helps him evade accountability. Todd has been caught in lies regarding who he's with, what he was doing, contradicting stories/testimonies, lying about what people say to turn other people against each other, and in many other ways. And I can again attest of specific examples, specific lies where one person was told something only to find out that That was simply not true. It was a jockeying thing that a powerful leader does to try to make sure that people don't team up against them. Really, really nasty stuff. About this idea that Todd presents himself one way to crowds as being sort of a superhuman, a super Christian, I have a little compilation of video clips so people can understand the type of projection he puts out to the public, which is simply not true based upon multiple people, many people who know him very well.
He came and gave me this blank canvas. He came and gave me this pure heart, and I've never violated it with anything.
Because I love Jesus. My hands are clean. My heart is pure. I love him with all my heart. I'm going to stand before him and he's going to say, well done. What's he going to say when you stand before him?
You can actually have the word so strong inside of your heart that you never have to slip. People are like, well, that's false. That's not true. Well, you're wrong. I live with me.
So for 13 years, I've been free from that. I've never looked lustily with lust at a woman, ever.
I live with me. My kids will tell you that I'm a man of God. I'm a father.
Because God doesn't say he wants you 97% pure. I mean, was Jesus 97% pure?
I have not lived with regret my whole life. I don't do things that cause regret. I've had people come to me and say, Todd, let's see where you are in 10 years. It's been 11 and a half, and I'm more on fire than I've ever been. Oh, I can.
As you're watching this compilation of clips, try to think about what standards are being set and what expectations are being made. Todd is an influencer for thousands, millions probably, of Christians. He's got his lifestyle Christianity ministry that has reached a very, very large number of people. He's been in stadiums in front of large numbers of people. When Todd says these things and you think about the students who go to his school, the young people who go to his school for 2 or 3 years that they might be there, these are the standards that they expect ultimately of themselves, because Todd says that he's an example of a normal Christian.
Feel that. Oh, he loves me. I have lived every day of my life for 11 and a half years in the love of God. Your hand can no longer cause you to sin because you're too in love with Jesus and you're being convicted of the very thing God told you to seek first. I've woke up for 11 and a half years in love with Jesus.
If you wake up in love with Jesus, if you go to sleep in love with Jesus, if you wake up in the middle of the night in love with Jesus, you will fulfill the first command to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind.
Grace enables me to be free from ever wanting to sin. Grace enables me to be free from ever wanting to sin. Grace disables the want to sin, the will to sin. It disables it. It makes it disabled.
Live free from sin or the want to sin.
He said, leave free from sin or the want to sin, that this is the Christian life. Todd presents this as though it's a reality that he's experienced on a regular basis, which if it is, that's awesome, Todd, show us the way, right? Everybody's going to want to see this. But if it's not true, if this surface thing is not a real thing, as this letter is going to demonstrate, then that is a serious spiritual fraud being perpetrated on people that will actually bring them harm. Create expectations, condemnation that'll result in actually for those people.
I've lived with a clean conscience for 11 and a half years and I haven't violated it. And if I don't violate it, there's no room for condemnation.
I've been a Christian for 16 years and I haven't lied one time in 16 years about anything ever.
So I've been saved for 18 years. I have not lied for 18 years.
Not for 18 years, not for 16, depending on when these videos came out. This is a significant claim, to claim to have never told a lie. Hopefully true, but according to multiple witnesses, the Bible tells us to let the truth be established by 2 or 3 witnesses, and I've spoken to a lot more than that, that say that this isn't only a little bit false, but that Todd is, according to them, the most prolific liar that they've ever met. That's a really significant issue.
Because it's sin to me.
I've woke up in love with Jesus for 13 years straight. I haven't had one day of guilt or shame or condemnation for 13 years straight. So I haven't had one day of depression. I have perfect peace. I go to sleep. I live and rest. Every day I get to cast out devils. Every day. Every day I get to see the sick healed. Every day. I'm like this all the time because I live with me. So I've lived for 13 years without a day of fear.
You know, from the beginning of my life, I never allowed people's sin against me to produce sin in me. I'm really free. This thing never shuts down. It's really like this all the time.
The superhuman experience of Todd White that he presents to the world is not what is really going on there. This is significant because Todd White's ministry is not like most other leaders' ministries. His ministry is built upon the reputation that he has established through the stories he has told. These stories about himself and about his exploits in the spiritual things, that has become the foundation, the myth of Todd White that creates his ministry and causes a lot of very sincere, God-loving people to come alongside him, only to become disenfranchised and hurt and even have their faith shaken because of it. This is a real problem. I'm going to continue reading now in the letter that they gave me. He embellishes stories and pressures people into sharing testimonies that he can record. That fact is a shocker to a lot of people who've been watching Todd White's videos for the past 12, 13 years online, where he's recording this footage to find out that it's been edited in ways, it's been embellished, the commentary that Todd has on top while the story's being told, that's where he perhaps is embellishing, is adding things, is twisting things in order to create the legend that is Todd White. Todd, it says here, I quote, Todd was involved in a domestic violence incident with his middle daughter, during which he allegedly slapped her, resulting in a black eye. Todd's culture of manipulation and control has led to four of his executive teams leaving over the past 4 years. His ministry has had dozens of people quit directly because of his behavior / character. Four executive teams quit in 4 years. And while they have at different times tried to confront Todd and deal with this and even go to other leaders in the Christian church asking for help, they felt that the only thing left to do was to tell me so I could just go to the people, because even the other leaders that they've appealed to don't seem to care. Reading on to the next bullet point in the open letter. Todd has lied about what funds were needed for or would be used for on multiple occasions. For example, one of us has documented instances, $20,000 for a medical vest that was never purchased, and $100,000 was given to the ministry and was told it would be used for the children's ministry that saw no improvements and was subsequently shut down within a year. Where is that money? Where did it go? The ministry spent an exorbitant amount of money for his personal security, even arranging for a daily escort from his car to the lifestyle building. This continued until financial difficulties forced the ministry to scale back on such expenses. Todd asked other ministries to write checks directly to him instead of to Lifestyle, violating established protocols agreed upon by the executive team. Todd, on various occasions, has accused people of trying to steal his ministry instead of dealing properly when confronted with these accusations. For example, going to Todd to say, it's wrong that you're having people redo checks and write them to you personally instead of to the ministry, which is our agreed on protocol for integrity and for financial, like, responsibility, fiscal responsibility and oversight. And when they've confronted them on these things, he tells people, oh, that person's trying to steal my ministry. Thereby maligning their character, sabotaging their relationships, hurting their potential future in ministry, and doing all this. Todd regularly misrepresented the circumstances of the departure of team members to others, spinning false narratives and accusing loyal team members of misconduct and theft, despite their commitment to stabilizing the ministry amidst his disruptions. This is something I've seen a lot. I've been interviewing witnesses over the past couple, about a month and a half now. It's still going, though, who have dealt with spiritual abuse from powerful ministry leaders. And this has been a regular thing. Those very strong controlling types who are going to abuse their position of power in the church will often misrepresent the reasons why someone leaves. It seems to me that they cannot have those people telling the truth of why they left. And so to preemptively go against them and stop them from telling their story and causing other people to know about the problems this leader has, they lie about them. They even sometimes make stuff up about them to make them look bad, to try to say that Satan's at work in their life or they have some sort of major sin. This is a way of controlling thought so that they can maintain power. When Todd has been approached for accountability, even by board members and executive team members, he refused to be accountable to them and lies to and manipulates them. Multiple times, Todd has replaced people who try to hold him accountable. You know, these sort of general sweeping statements like what you have in this part of the letter. Again, there are real stories behind this, things that I can't even share with you because people are worried about retaliation. And so they will attest to it. There are multiple witnesses. I can attest to the fact that I've met with these people. They're deeply involved, deeply connected. They're in significant positions in his ministry for significant periods of time. And I do believe these accounts are real, are true. Todd claimed that Michael Brown was holding him accountable by reviewing Todd's weekly teaching videos, but we confirmed with Michael Brown that this wasn't true. Now, this is an example of an exaggeration that becomes a great lie. He told his people that he was sending weekly videos. He was getting videos from them to send them to Michael Brown to be reviewed. It turns out that this was not the case. There was no ongoing relationship of him reviewing Todd White's material. And so then that idea that there was some kind of accountability, some kind of oversight, was entirely a deceit. It was a deceit in order to create a zero accountability situation for Todd White. Todd has abused his leadership position to coerce employees to do personal favors. Again, I cannot share the stories, but their extreme manipulation and power flexing from a leader for purely selfish reasons, really inappropriate stuff for anybody who's supposed to be serving the way that Christ served. He frequently uses the phrase "God said" in contradictory ways to manipulate situations and persuade people to yield to his demands. This is a blasphemy against God to use his name in order to manipulate others. This is blasphemy against the name of the Lord to use his name to tell people to do things that you just want them to do to persuade people to yield to your demands. And the fact that you contradict yourself is evidence that it was never God in the first place. Todd lied weekly about his whereabouts, often claiming to be with donors when he was not, leaving others uncertain of his true location. Cannot share more stories on that. He suggested that bringing a revival from Asbury Seminary to Lifestyle could resolve the ministry's financial issues, implying that revival could be made to serve as a financial gain for the ministry, and attempting to orchestrate a revival, even asking the team to have musicians ready for round-the-clock worship. I'd like to highlight here, for those who think that Todd White is a bad egg and everybody in his ministry are bad eggs too, what you're seeing here is people who actually care about the real work of the Spirit, care about real revival, care about purity in ministry, care about integrity in handling funds, motives that are correct, and they're serving underneath and alongside Todd White, because there are a lot of really sincere, wonderful, God-loving Christians that are in the midst of organizations that otherwise have abusers, manipulators, deceivers at their head. And I say a lot because I know of a number. I'll be making videos about this in the coming months, later this year. I'll be making more videos to talk about some of these things, because the exposures need to happen to unleaven the body of Christ so that the sincere people who love Jesus can continue doing those ministries without the shackles of manipulation, deceit, fakery, and spiritual fraud. Todd would cancel previously committed speaking engagements at the last minute to attend events that offered higher honorariums. He often gossips about other ministries, particularly those experiencing success or those who have called out his behavior, showcasing a propensity for spreading rumors and causing division. Todd even would tell the deepest secrets about his friends in the ministry, including their personal marital problems and other inappropriate details. Now, Todd in other videos has said, and in public, "I've lived without offense my entire Christian life," years at this point, decades. He's lived without ever feeling offense from anybody. And this is clearly not the case. There's a vindictive attitude that's being represented here. And the deceit that's there is harmful to the name of Christ and harmful to the purposes of the kingdom. Todd has often gotten upset when visiting other churches when he is not given special treatment, a special seat, extra security and attention. I could tell you specific things. I could tell you what church he was at, what he said to the leader, why he was upset. But I need to keep a degree of anonymity for people who were brave enough to come forward and share this with you, even though they don't really gain much by doing it. For the most part, it's just personal angst that they're going to experience as a result of coming forward. And that's how it is for most whistleblowers. Most of them don't get much out of it. Todd refused to fly anything but first class. Todd declared to have been delivered from his sleep apnea 4 years ago, but was not. And this may seem like a trivial thing to people, but you have to understand, the cornerstone of his ministry is healing. And it's important to him to go out and see real healings, because that's the currency of the credibility of his ministry. And to have his own issues, his own medical issues, like sleep apnea, to be able to say, "God delivered me from this, praise the Lord," is a really wonderful thing that helps keep him moving forward. But to lie about it, this is what Jesus got on the Pharisees about. You're whitewashing tombs now. You're doing things to appear something in front of men. Your works are being done for the appearances of men. That this is a really big problem that Jesus came against himself. So it is worth talking about. If you've seen Todd, you know that he's very muscular, and this one has to do with his bodybuilding. He shared before and after photos with many people 6 years ago when he put on significant muscle, claiming that God taught him how to become healthy and fit. Yet, it was later revealed that he had undergone liposuction and hormone replacement to achieve his fit goals. It's like every fitness influencer out there. The fakery, it's all fraudulent. It's all fake. It's all a show. Todd has also exhibited behavior that seems inconsistent with his teachings of boldness and fearlessness. Although he preaches against caffeine, he frequently consumes high caffeinated energy drinks, and when questioned, pretends he wasn't aware of the caffeine content. Todd continues to consume these caffeinated drinks after being confronted about them. Additionally, he often publicizes the days of his fast in which he omits drinking shakes, which can project a sense of superhuman endurance to those who follow his teachings. Todd maintains a cultish aura that is unattainable to the students that he teaches, leading countless to crash and burn. The attempt that people make to do a fast like Todd would do and then act like his body is unaffected by it. He doesn't have any physical harm that would come to him as he fasts for extreme periods of time. Like 40-day fast is not standard Christian behavior, okay? It's not. But to pretend it is and that God will actually help you build even more muscle while you're doing it and get even bigger and stronger is going to cause others physical harm. There's going to be people who go to the hospital because they're going to try to follow in your footsteps. And if what you did wasn't even real, if it didn't even happen for you, then what you've done is you've perpetrated a fraud that's actually harmful to people. I have a video clip where Todd actually does talk about this, the fasting thing. So let's look at how he presents it.
Going to get checked after a 40-day fast.
And you can look at Todd right now and you can see this isn't how somebody looks after a 40-day fast. It would be a supernatural thing. Like, it would be a supernatural thing. If you fasted 40 days and you look like this, I don't think Jesus looked this way after his 40-day fast. He looks fine. He looks full and fit. Your body starts cannibalizing for 40 days of fasting. Those, especially if you work out a lot, which he continues to work out, I think, during his fasting, then he's got to be burning, you know, minimum 2,500 calories, 3,000 calories a day. This means that his body's going to be eating 3,000 calories of fat and muscle every day. You're going to shrink in muscle. Your cheeks are going to start to cave in. Your eyes are going to look sunken and you're just going to be exhausted. This is going to happen. He looks fine. And he goes to the doctor here and the doctor tells him he's better than fine.
To get my body checked, my blood.
He just did the exam. I'd like for him to tell you.
Todd went to two machines to evaluate his body, check all the body composition.
Now, I've cut out the parts where the doctor's talking because the doctor speaks in a different language and then this is an interpreter. Why is he? I don't know. He's somewhere. The doctor speaks a different language. And this is what they say about his body composition and how incredibly healthy he is.
And the result was that his biological age is of a man of 35 to 40 years old. But his chronological age is 54 years old. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Make sure you fast and pray.
Jejum and yore.
Exercise.
So you're supposed to copy what he does. You're supposed to fast and pray and exercise, and you're going to be fit. You're going to decrease in your biological age. That's the implication. Okay, this superhero thing, what it does is two things. It allows Todd to rise up above everybody else, all the legitimate leaders in the body, all the godly people, spirit-filled people. He rises above them because none of them can compete with these things that he's doing, these miracles, this incredible stuff he's got going on. But it's because the stuff he's doing isn't real. And this is the thing that we need to learn as we get this letter, as we get this information out, and I hope that you'll share it. And if Todd is drinking shakes, probably protein shakes, workout shakes, calorie shakes, this is basically having meals while pretending that he's fasting. Very deceptive and very misleading and very hurtful to the people who will then follow in his footsteps, which is why this needs to be shared publicly. The Bible says that the leader, the elder, who's sinning, rebuke in the presence of all that the rest also may fear. Let this be a clarion call to the spiritual fakers that are out there, to the leaders that are faking it. Your miracles are exaggerated. Your stories are untrue. The presentation of yourself is fake and the people behind the scenes know. The clock is ticking on you and there's a good chance that you're also going to be exposed either by me or by somebody else. It's not my ministry. This isn't my focus, but I will do it for a season here because some stuff has come to light that I'll be sharing in the next few months that makes me want to do it, at least for a while. And hopefully I can get back to other things I care about a lot more. There have been instances where Todd White gave extravagant gifts to people on camera only to reimburse himself with ministry funds. He argued that the ministry should cover these costs, which gives the impression of false generosity. I'm speechless. Imagine giving people money on camera and then getting paid back by your ministry in ways that are ultimately deceitful. Wow. One thing we recognize is that these words on this paper do not come close to doing justice to the level of confusion spiritual bewilderment, gaslighting, and manipulation that Todd is able to orchestrate on a daily basis. This note in the Spirit-Filled Study Bible regarding Simon the Sorcerer sums up Todd's practice of manipulation and desire to control others. 8:23, the bonds of unforgiveness, deliverance. A sorcerer is one who deceives, manipulates, and delights to control others, and does so by demonic enablement. Peter identified the basis for Simon's sorcery as bitterness, the deepening effect of unforgiveness. Here is warning regarding the danger of tolerated or embraced unforgiveness, which may, like poison, permeate and bind the soul, ultimately corrupting everything around it. In Simon's case, his bitterness shaped his passion to control others, which prompted his quest to purchase the ability to impart the gift of the Holy Spirit. Though having believed and been baptized, the residue of his past bondage surfaces as he unworthily seeks power to manipulate others for self-exalting purposes. Peter discerns the root of his bondage, and summons Simon to repentance and deliverance. Excerpt from the New King James Spirit-Filled Life Bible. We want to reiterate that while Todd is not who he claims to be, he has encouraged many people to go out, evangelize, and connect with others, something that is greatly needed in today's world. Our hope is that Todd will ultimately become the person he professes to be. We have come together to address these issues after our best efforts to seek accountability from Todd White. They did the Matthew 18 stuff. For those who've typed that already in the comments and then clicked off the video without watching, someone tell them. They did that. They went to Todd. They even went to other leaders and then brought those leaders to Todd. And nothing helped. No, he didn't care. So finally, they're telling it to the church. That is exactly what they're supposed to do. I have some things I want to share. Todd White is disqualified. And people have to be warned about him based on scripture. We have to follow the Bible and do that. Parents who are sending their kids to Lifestyle Christian University, they should be warned so that they don't send their kids under his influence. People who are trying to follow and thinking that God will honor their efforts if they just do what Todd does are believing these exaggerated stories and this misleading stuff that could bring them harm and hurt their faith. There are donors who are giving to his ministry that may want to reconsider whether or not they think that that is a good place to put their money for the sake of the kingdom. Some leaders knew this stuff about Todd White. The leaders didn't do what they should have done and go public and tell people. That is something that needs to change in the body of Christ. When leaders know that other leaders are overwhelmingly disqualified, it is appropriate that they help empower the victims of those leaders to speak out and share those things so that those ministries will not be able to continue doing the same stuff in the dark without any light shining on it. We should expose those things. There is a problem in many big ministries today. Unqualified men leading, and people are afraid to call them out, and they sign NDAs or they sign something else, and they're afraid. And over this next year, this year, 2025, I'm going to be making some videos to expose some of these guys, and they absolutely deserve it. But this is not to get them. This is to help assist the body of Christ. This is to stop the harm, because it becomes generational. What happens is these ministries, they don't allow really great people, for the most part, to last long term in the top tiers right underneath these leaders. Those people weed themselves out. They quit because they see the stuff that goes on. So what happens is you have the ministries who have corrupt leaders, and they raise up other corrupt leaders. And then people try to copy them, and it breeds corruption and elitism in the body of Christ. And this has absolutely happened in big circles, in big ministries. And I think it needs to be dealt with. So I will, unfortunately, be dealing with more of that in coming months of ministries, you know. And I do this for the sake of the body of Christ. Todd White. I don't know if you're watching this video. I hope you are. These people care about you. They actually do. You think they're coming against you. You think you're being persecuted right now. That's a lie that your ego is telling you to prevent you from repenting. You think that people are coming against you because they're servants of Antichrist, because of some nefarious motive, but that's not the case. There are countless people that know these truths about you. And you've been confronted, and it's not even a surprise to you to hear it said, but you fought hard to keep anybody from saying anything, and that failed. The best thing you can do now is to repent, because I'll tell you what, I'm ready to forgive you, and so many people are ready to forgive you, but I don't think I'll ever trust you as a leader in the church, and I don't think anybody should. That is just what's appropriate. In fact, if you're really repentant, you'd say the same thing. If you come after any of these people who have been witnesses, you figure out who talked to me or who signed these letters and you come after them, me and a bunch of other people are going to rush to their defense. We are not going to just let you bully them. That's going to happen if you come after them. And that goes for anybody who bullies, anybody who comes to me and has come to me over the past couple months, whose stories I'll be sharing. You come after them, me and a bunch of other people are going to rush to their defense because we're not going to let you use your power and your ridiculous amount of money to just use frivolous slap lawsuits to sue them until they're just bankrupt and then just drop the lawsuit because your job was done and that was your whole goal, was to harass them and destroy them. No, we're not going to let that happen. This stuff does long-term damage to the body of Christ, and we're going to try to bring healing to it, because what the world needs to see, I know some are thinking, Mike, this is a horrible witness to the world. You're hurting the reputation of the church. No. Todd White's hurting the reputation of the church. I'm trying to restore it. We need Christians to be the one who exposed Todd White. What if right now this was just CNN exposing Todd White? What if this was just some secular atheist YouTuber exposing Todd White? Would you be like, oh, there we go. Now it's better. We need Christians to be the ones to do this. Those who would stand upon the truth of Christ, the principles and the doctrines of Christianity, and say, we will not tolerate fakery in this beautiful, wonderful, authentic thing, because Jesus really did die for your sins. He really did rise from the dead. The Holy Spirit is real. The work of God and the transformation it brings into a person's life is real. What Todd is playing with is something that's real, but Todd is fake. So we need to get rid of him. I want to add one more thing here at the end of this video. I'm actually editing this after the fact. That's why you just have my voice. I'm not on the screen. The information I have on Todd White, the number of witnesses, all this stuff, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes that, as you know, I've already explained, I can't share. But that doesn't mean I won't be able to share stuff in the future. So stay tuned, okay? I think more witnesses are about to come forward. I think more people are going to come up and share these things. And it's toe-curling stuff, and it needs to be dealt with openly, as well as, to be honest, the structures in place in the generally hyper-charismatic churches. This affects other churches too, but the structures that are in place that empower, enable, and then protect these abusive, fraudulent leaders, that stuff has to stop. But I know right now, Todd is already calling people to figure out what I know, who I'm talking to, all that kind of stuff. And so this video just has to be dropped right now, today, rather than me adding more content, which I was going to do. That will be for the future. So this will get it started. This will start the snowball, I think, of properly and righteously dealing with Todd White. And then we'll start going down the list of others.